Rejoice in the spirit of Christmas, which is peace. The miracle of Christmas, which is hope. And the heart of Christmas, which is love. Please remain seated and listen to the beginning of the greatest story ever told. Reading from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for you see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. story of a Jewish rabbi and a Roman Catholic priest who one day were talking about the future of the younger generation. And the priest went on to tell the rabbi about his nephew who was attending a theological seminary in preparation for the priesthood. And so the rabbi asked the priest, well, what careers would be open to the young man? Well, replied the priest, he could become a parish priest, or he even might become a chaplain in the armed forces. And after that, what then? Asked the rabbi. Oh, I suppose he could become a bishop in time, of course, replied the priest. And then, pursued the rabbi, what could he become after that? Well, if he had the right connections, he could become a cardinal. Yes, but what after that? Well, who knows? I guess he could be pope someday. And then, needled the rabbi. Well, at this point, the priest became very frustrated and angry. What more do you want from a Catholic priest? Why, do you think he could become God? And with a smile on his face, the rabbi softly said, why not? One of our boys made it. Well, on this holiest of nights, Christmas Eve, as we, you and I, make our spiritual pilgrimage to Bethlehem to take a moment to look inside the manger, for therein we discover in the straw, cooing and crying, we come face to face with the baby himself, Jesus, the main character in this great story. Some time ago, I read a cute little story about a five-year-old girl named Sharon. We have a Sharon with us tonight. But little five-year-old Sharon was chosen to retell the Christmas story during worship. And this is the story she told. She said, they were so poor, they had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat. And they went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode a donkey, the man walked. And the baby was inside the lady. They had to stay in a stable with animals, but three rich guys found them because a star lighted the roof. Shepherds came too, and you could pet the sheep, but don't feed them. And the baby was born. And do you know who he was? The babe was God. Now, it seems to me that Sharon's story is just a more recent translation of the same story Luke has given to us. For in his gospel, we learn that an angel visits a young peasant girl called Mary and tells her that she is to give birth to a child who will be called Great, the Son of the Most High. We go on to read about the familiar trip to Bethlehem where she and her husband Joseph would register for the census. And there in Bethlehem, the time comes for Mary to deliver. Jesus is born, is wrapped in strips of cloth and placed in a manger. Now, before you and I romanticize the scene and make it into some lovely sentimental Christmas card, we need to remember that the manger was very rough and cold. Think about the crudeness of the barn itself, or cave. The boards never fit tightly enough in those cattle sheds, and it's dark. It really is dark. Even in the daytime, it's dark. After all, why could there be classy combinations for a bunch of animals? And then there are all those smells that every farmer knows. Oh, you get used to them, but they are still there. And it's not Chanel number 5. Of course, there is straw too, perhaps fresh, nice, and golden, but it is still straw, hard and prickly, not exactly the kind you think a mother in labor would want to lie on, and certainly not what you want for a baby's crib. And yet, my friends, it is here in this dark and cold and smelly place that the Son of God is born. And isn't that just like God? So unpredictable. Why, who in the world would ever expect to find this King of Kings lying on a pile of straw in some cow feeding trough? Back during the winter of 1809, in a county, Hardin County in Kentucky, a country mail carrier stopped by the general store one day to shoot the breeze about community and world events. They talked about the March of Napoleon and other big headline stories of the day. And then the mail carrier asked the question, "What's happening here?" And the manager of the store replied, "Oh, nothing much, about the same as usual. There was this baby born to a woman named Nancy and Tom Lincoln a few nights ago, but nothing important ever happens around here." Well, little did they know that this tiny baby born to Nancy and Tom would become the 16th president of the United States. And little did they know that this unimportant baby would one day heal the brokenness between the North and the South and go on to be remembered in history as perhaps the most famous president of the world. Little did they know. Well, in the same quiet and unimportant way, Jesus Christ was born into our world, and his purpose for coming was simply this: to show you and me firsthand what God looks and acts like, and to reveal his purposes to save us. There was a 50th year reunion of college students, of graduates, and there were many changes in those spaces and other places. There was one man who no one knew. The man said, "I'll give you a clue." He left the room and returned with his son. "Now, does anyone know who I am?" And of course, they all remembered him. The appearance of the son had enabled him to identify the father. Isn't that what Christmas is all about? The son coming into the world to say to you and to me, to all of us, this is what God looks like. In fact, this is who God is. One theologian shares this, that before God sent Jesus into the world, they had a father-son discussion. And as Jesus was leaving heaven to come to earth, he turned and asked, "But Father, what shall I tell the people on earth?" To which God replied, "Oh, my son, make it simple. Don't complicate things with a lot of big words. Just tell my people that I love them." And so it is, as you and I peek into the manger tonight and tomorrow, we see that love gift, a real baby crying and wetting and kicking and spitting up. And we need to ask ourselves, is this what I want for Christmas? A tiny, vulnerable, so helpless baby, this gift from God we've been hoping for. Someone would come and say to us, now, you just sit down, put up your shoes, and take it easy, and I'll straighten out this terrible mess your world is in. Not quite. This love gift comes to us in a manger, seems to demand, require something of you and me. We are invited to take responsibility for ourselves and for our neighbors and for our world. Because you see, God's Christmas gift does not say, "Here I am, I will do it all for you." Rather, God says, "Here I am, let's do it together. Let's love the world into wholeness. Let's take all those risks and make the necessary sacrifices. Let us suffer what must be suffered together until this broken world is healed, until the world can enjoy a God-given peace." Maybe this gift in a manger isn't what we've hoped for. But you know, unexpected gifts are often the most special ones. A woman sent two gifts, one for her daughter who just got married, and the other for her mom, for her mother. The lovely pink negligee and a pair of bed socks. But the gifts were sent to the wrong person, or were they? She, after Christmas, received a note from her daughter. Thanks, Mom, for the socks. The winters are mighty cold up here. And from her mother, how can I ever thank you for this marvelous gift? At first I thought there must be some mistake, but when I put it on, I felt young again. Your father lit a fire and I danced. How are we going to receive this gift from God? This unexpected gift? Maybe the kind of gift we want is like those bed socks that simply keep us warm, the kind of gift that doesn't ask for anything in return. But maybe the gift we find in the manger is more like that pink negligee, unexpected. So put it on and feel young again, light a fire and dance, for our God has come to us and set us free to celebrate this great love gift to the world. Let all the people say, Amen.
Amen.